A long-delayed and politically charged debate has begun in the Senate over campaign finance reform. Senators are considering the latest version of the McCain-Feingold bill, legislation that would completely eliminate campaign contributions known as soft money. There currently are no limits on the amount of soft money that can be given to political campaigns. NPR's David Wolno reports from the Capitol.
As senators assembled for their first major debate on campaign finance reform since 1993, a crowd of about 100 protesters held up signs outside on the steps of the Capitol that read, "End political bribery." They listened to Public Citizen President Joan Claybrook heap scorn on the lawmakers inside.
Members of Congress spend uncounted hours on telephone begging for money and cozying up to corporate lobbyists with their hands out. It's really disgusting. And powerful members shake down business lobbyists who want action or inaction on a particular bill. You may not be able to buy a member of Congress, but you can definitely rent one these days.
Inside the Senate chamber, Arizona Republican John McCain was reintroducing for the sixth time in 6 years the campaign finance reform bill he's co-sponsoring with Wisconsin Democrat Russell Feingold. But unlike their other failed attempts to move the legislation, this time with an evenly divided Senate, the two senators are confident they have enough votes to protect the bill from attempts to kill it with a filibuster. McCain challenged his colleagues to disprove the cynicism he sees towards campaign finance reform, the signature issue in his failed bid last year for the presidency.
The public just doesn't believe that either an incumbent opposing reform or a challenger supporting it will honestly work to repair this system once he or she has been elected under the rules, or lack thereof, that govern it. They distrust both. They believe that whether we publicly advocate or oppose reform, we are all working either openly or deceitfully to prevent even the slightest repair of a system that they believe is corrupt.
And co-sponsor Feingold, saying all eyes are on the Senate, also tried to shame colleagues into doing what he said the American people wanted.
Either we finally ban soft money in the next few weeks, or we let them conclude this, that we are so addicted to this system, so tainted by corruption, or at least the appearance of corruption, that once again, we cannot change.
But Mitch McConnell, the Kentucky Republican who's been the most ardent opponent of McCain-Feingold, derided campaign finance reform as an issue few people cared about.
I often say it ranks right up there with static cling. It's one of the great concerns among the American people. But through the sheer tenacity of the senior senator from Arizona, we are here today beginning a debate over the next 2 weeks on a subject of very little interest to the American people.
McConnell said the real problem is not too much campaign money, but rather too little of the so-called hard money politicians get directly from contributors. His call for raising the $1,000 individual limit on such contributions was seconded by Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel, who's offering his own campaign finance reform bill with encouragement from President Bush. Hagel says his bill would not ban soft money for political parties, as the McCain-Feingold bill would.
Our legislation limits soft money contributions to political parties to $60,000 per year. Now that's far below the unlimited millions that are now pouring into the system with no accountability, no disclosure. This is a significant limit.
But supporters of the McCain-Feingold bill say Hagel's legislation only undermines their cause. An amendment offered yesterday by New Mexico Republican Pete Domenici that would allow bigger contributions for candidates running against self-financed opponents was narrowly defeated by a broad array of Democrats and several Republicans. It was an early victory for the McCain-Feingold forces in what promises to be a long, drawn-out battle. David Wellna, NPR News, The Capitol.